first of all, it puts a stamp of urgency on the issue of cybersecurity. We are following up, or we've been working with the administration. The administration came forward with the president's comprehensive review of where we are in cybersecurity. Of course, he placed one person in charge in the White House for to be his direct contact on cybersecurity. He did that a little over a year ago with Howard Schmidt. Then they sent over their legislative draft. We have been working on that through various committees. Our bill, first and foremost, I think, authorizes the Department of Homeland Security to be the single focal point for protecting federal networks and systems. Now, that's excluding the military and the intelligence systems, but all on the civilian side, as well as the focal point for private sector critical infrastructure from a cyber attack. So that, first of all, you had to make sure that there was a statutory authorization establishing the Homeland Security Department to be the authority for coordinating and implementing the cybersecurity regime in the federal level. And then it made sense to have them as the contact point or the focal point for the private sector. So that's number one.
What else will be in the bill?
Secondly, we learned through the hearings that we had, both formal and informal, both on our Republican task force and on our subcommittee, that there does not appear to be a means to facilitate the transfer of information from the private sector to the government and from the government to the private sector when you have credible threats that need to be addressed. And the problem with that is that if the federal government doesn't have a means by which they can alert private sectors about a threat that they have determined through the Intelligence Department, NSA, or other ways, or from other governments, it doesn't protect the private sector from those attacks. Similarly, if a company in the private sector determines that they're under attack, and because they don't have confidence in giving that information to the federal government, or they don't have confidence that that information will not come back to boomerang against them, they then don't have that level of trust. So we established something called NISO, the National Information Sharing Organization, a voluntary organization made up of the federal government and the private sector entities as participants. So the federal government doesn't control. The federal government will put money in on a three-year basis as seed money to start the program. Thereafter, all the participants, including the federal government, will contribute to the operation, but the federal government only contributing as a participant.
What do you hope to accomplish with the NISO?
The idea is that we want to establish this facilitator of trust so that this exchange of information can take place in a timely fashion. And if, in fact, it doesn't work, it'll fall of its own weight after 3 years because the government's not going to support it. The whole idea is to have the private sector buy into it. There also will be a common operating picture of the network enabled by the most sophisticated members, the Internet service providers and the government. And NISO's third mission would be to facilitate cooperative research and development projects driven by and funded by the membership. So we also give the Secretary of DHS the authority to determine our critical infrastructure owners and operators and review and collect what we would call cybersecurity performance standards, and then evaluate them against the specific cyber risk that we find in the identified sectors. And in some cases, the Secretary would inform the critical infrastructure owners and operators of the identified standards that they have to put into place to mitigate against the risks.
We are speaking with Representative Dan Lundgren of California. He's chairman of the Subcommittee on Cybersecurity, Infrastructure Protection, and Security Technologies. This sounds like a lot of federal regulation of industry.
We try and limit this strongest hand of regulation just to those what we call covered critical infrastructure parts of our economy. So that would be a bit of infrastructure that, if destroyed or disabled, would result in a significant number of deaths, cause mass evacuations, or major disruptions to our economy or national security. So We've tried to put as soft a touch of regulation from the federal government as possible, but nonetheless understand that in the area of critical infrastructure, for instance, the electric grid or our communications systems, that any major disruption with respect to them affects us in what I would call a national security way. And so, therefore, the government has a right, and we have an expectation that they would have some mandate authority there after consultation and cooperation with the private sector.
How close are you to the Senate on their cybersecurity bill? Because somehow we have to get this all passed.
Well, there's no absolutely companion bill on the Senate side. The Senate's been constructing what I would call a comprehensive cybersecurity bill, which does designate the Department of Homeland Security as the cybersecurity locus, but they then have them as the cybersecurity regulator of all sectors of critical infrastructure. That differs with ours, in which we have the Department of Homeland Security establish the standards, but then we have the already existing regulatory agencies or departments incorporate that in their review and their regulatory scheme in industries in which they already have the authority. We're trying to avoid duplication. We're trying to avoid a second layer of regulation. So we differ with the Senate in that. The other thing is the National Information Sharing Organization, what we call NISO, is not included in the Senate drafts thus far.